Hi, and welcome to this Compass Partnership podcast, where today, March the 27th, 2020, we're exploring gratitude and how it relates to our personal resilience. Now, for many of us listening in, resilience is a topic that will have been tested for many of us over the past few days and weeks, given the current coronavirus crisis and epidemic that we are currently facing. So my name's Stuart Powell, founder and CEO of Compass Partnership, and I'm joined by my colleague Owen Whitehouse. Now, Owen and I are isolated from each other. We're connected via the internet and the phone line here. So if you do happen to hear kids running around in the background or dogs barking, then I'm sure you will be quite at home with everything that's going on here at the moment. Owen is a psychologist, and his particular area of expertise includes happiness, positivity, well-being and meaning. So for the topic of gratitude that we're covering here today, there really is no better person for me to be talking with. So Owen, I thought we'd start off really by just exploring from your perspective, why is gratitude important in anybody's lives today?
Well, I think, Stuart, one of the really important things about gratitude is that gratitude is a set of behaviours and a feeling that really connects people. It connects people to positive perspectives, and it connects them to their past. There are some ideas around the timelines that we follow, how we look at the past, the present, and the future. If you think about gratitude as the lifeline that we throw to ourselves to try and pick out positive events in our past, things that we're grateful for, whether you know that's your favorite teacher, or your parents, or some, you know, some great holiday that you had as a child, or things that happen on a day-to-day basis at work. You know, I was listening to someone the other day talking about how hard it must be for us being isolated in our own homes with all the food that we want to have, you know, the kids near us that are, for the most part, touching wood, happy and healthy, while there are some other people, you know, stuck in camps in Syria in the freezing cold with very little access to resources. So, you know, counting our blessings. So if you think about gratitude as being something that positions you in the world and connects you to your past, I think that's one of the really important ways of viewing gratitude. Its importance as a foundation for your positive outlook. Think about it too in terms of when you're looking at the past or the future, and you think about, you know, what you've got going for you, that's also opening up pathways to empathy for the people that have given you these good things, shared these great experiences with you. It connects you to your networks. It connects you to the resources and aspects of your life that may at times seem distant, but can be brought much closer. Gratitude, then, is the thing that connects you to your positive frame of mind. It's the kind of thing that allows you to think, you know, I've got it good. Things are possible. I can reach out into the world and I can access all these good things that I've got going to me. And I can use these to shape the future, to shape where I'm going. So that's it, Stuart, I would say. Gratitude is a connecting emotion and a set of connecting behaviours that really form the foundation of who we are as positive human beings. You think about their absence, people who don't have those positive things to feel grateful for and to look back on, and they're not always the most positive people that you're engaging with.
Owen, thanks. It's really interesting. And this sense of it being a connector both to our past and this sense of where we can go in the future. I guess it'd be really interesting to explore. Of course, today we are living in an incredibly fast-changing environment, and this sense of global crisis and pandemic, you know, really impacting people's thinking about the future and how positive it can be. How does this concept of gratitude then relate to this environment that we're finding ourselves in today, whether that environment is, you know, a huge amount of turbulence and uncertainty inside the organization in which we work, because other people are making decisions for us and about our future that directly impact the role we do or the people we work with. And I guess we can just extrapolate it that little bit further to also relate to this environment that the vast majority of the world is finding itself in today. How does this concept of gratitude then relate to these environments that many of us are experiencing today?
Well, I think, Stuart, you know, we've talked a number of times in the past, and I know you've talked to various teams about this idea of a VUCA environment. Does it get more uncertain and complexity driven than it currently is? I'm not sure that it does. But what's really happening in these environments is the sense of a lack of control that people have. And if we want to place gratitude in the middle of that, gratitude, in some senses, gives us a sense of control, because there are concrete things out in the world that we can be grateful for, and that we know are the touch points of safety and our relationships and our resources and things. And given that we're saying gratitude is what links us to our positive outlook, it's probably worthwhile mentioning things like Barbara Fredrickson's broaden and build ideas. I know you've talked to various teams about these types of issues. Now, if you think about the antithesis of broaden and build, you know, people are maybe feeling trapped in their homes, or they don't know what's going on at work, and things are firing in from all angles. I mean, that's fight or flight, isn't it? People are stressed and panicked. And when people are stressed and panicked, they access less of their mental resources. They're not as good at problem solving. Even their field of vision is narrowed. But if you can tap into the world that you're grateful for and all those resources and emotions and relationships around you, you're tapping into this notion of broaden and build. You're tapping into pure positivity. You know, that allows you to access more, you know, more resources in your brain. It opens up the connections of ideas and theories and experiences that you've had. So you're more capable of dealing with the world around you, problem solving. You know, you've got better ability to deal with the stresses of it. You know, long term, the impact of positive and happy outlooks impacts on your, you know, the functioning of your immune system, your cardiovascular system. There's a whole range of, you know, psychosocial benefits to it, opening up your networks and things. So if you can use gratitude to anchor you into this positive perspective, positive outlook, positive networks, and ability to deal with the situation around you, you're already onto a winner. So we mentioned Barbara Fredrickson, broaden and build, but we can also connect this to other ideas around emotional intelligence. You know, when we talk about emotional intelligence, we're talking about things like our ability to regulate our feelings, self-awareness, to motivate other people. And all of these aspects, these social aspects that we can connect to through this notion of gratitude. When we're self-aware, we know our position in the world. We know, understand the emotions that we're having. We know how these affect other people, especially if you're trapped in the home with screaming children and all kinds of other things going on. I think there's a little bit of self-regulation can be really important, and know what you should be grateful for. So I think in terms of broaden and build, emotional intelligence, tapping into other people, self-regulation, self-control, we're also tapping into some other key aspects of resilience. We've talked before about what we've called the insight capacity double helix, the way that emotional intelligence is directly connected to the notion of resilience. Now, there's Karen Ryvich, and Karen Ryvich has also connected resilient behavior. She calls them the seven learnable skills of resilience. And she's based at Penn State University, the Center for Resilience. And she talked about emotional regulation, the control of our impulses, you know, an optimistic outlook. Being able to think and act in the right order, empathising with other people, and the ability to reach out and do something practical for other people. Self-efficacy, the belief that you can succeed. Now, think about what I said earlier on about gratitude being the foundation stone, one of the cornerstones of a positive outlook. Gratitude can lead to all of these things. Because when you're grateful for the people in your life and the events that you've gone through that have shaped you, giving you the skills and the outlook that's allowed you to deal with the world and grow and flourish and learn from your experiences, basically what you're doing, if you can look back on it in that positive way through gratitude, you're giving yourself all of these learnable skills of resilience. You just have to polish them off a little bit sometimes and look back and say, oh yeah, you know, that happened in the past. I'm so grateful for that. Mm. What's stopping that happening in the future? What do I need to do to make that continue to happen? You know, that's thinking and acting in the right order. Mm. That's shaping the world around you by just thinking of all the positive things that happened in the past and how they happened. How you connect with the people that made them happen and how you can connect with people in the future to make those things happen. How you can hold back your judgment and your impulses to think what really ought to happen next. But at the same time, recognizing that you're stressed beyond belief and, you know, you really feel like breaking down and putting it all to one side and giving up. But if you tap into your gratitude and your life experiences that have really inspired you, that gives you that extra little bit of strength and connectivity to all this positive stuff to help you carry forward. Mm. Now let's connect it to another big idea, maybe. The change curve, Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. And Elizabeth Kubler-Ross talked about the progression that we face when enormous crises hit us in life and hit the businesses, hit the world that we're sitting in, whether that's your home life or whether it's some crisis that hits work. And unfortunately now, for very many of us, it's slap bang in the middle of both worlds. Hmm. Now, if you think about the first part of this curve, when shock hits you and you think, oh no, my entire world is starting to change, people go into all kinds of negative emotions. They go into denial. There's blame. There's overanalysis. And people very quickly dip into being angry. And then perhaps lower down in this curve, they start to feel depressed and helpless about the whole thing. Now, that's because people are looking back with a negative frame of mind. Then they've lost the ability to focus on what's good for them, what they have at their fingertips. They're not one of those poor kids sitting in a Syrian camp. You know, they're sitting at home. If you can focus in on these things, what you are grateful for, it goes back to what I said about connecting to all the resources, the people, the ideas that you've got. It opens up your resilience, makes you broaden and build your thinking on things. Hmm. It gives you that chance to get to the bottom of the dip and defend against some of these perfectly natural helpless feelings that you might have, even depression for some people. And if you can do that, and you can switch from looking back negatively to looking back positively, and then looking forward positively, thinking about, you know, withholding, trying to control some of your more negative impulses, building some optimistic pathways to the future, play with some ideas, your sense of gratitude and belief that there are positive things out there that are alongside you, that you've experienced and that you can continue to experience in the future. If you can play with ideas, you're on the path to resilience. Your change curve starts to be on the up. You can make and create a vision for the future that you want to head towards. And it might be something new. It might be something for you, new for you in life. It might be changing things at work, reorganizing and refreshing and rethinking the way that your organization or your job role works. So I think in the middle of all this chaos, you know, there's quite a lot that gratitude can offer you if you can remember to keep it as one of your core foundation stones.
Yeah, and I love the sentiment with what you've just described there, Owen, and that if I had an overarching observation here, it is an intentional look at our past that is deliberately asking us to focus on the positive of where we have come from, you know, linking back to this concept of being a connector, gratitude being a connector from how we choose to see and interpret our experiences of the past, and how we can use that. To your last comment just there about being an intentional foundation to then spring forward from into something that's a more positive future. You know, by definition, these activities are the very essence of practicing and building resilience. And so I wonder, Owen, are there a couple of ideas that you might have that we could share with those listening in, you know, very practical things that people might be able to do to literally practice being more grateful? Now we understand the role it plays and where it's come from and how it helps us look to the future as we move into that future that we want to deliberately create for ourselves. Are there perhaps a couple of examples of activities that you've come across and used yourself that very much help to be more grateful in the present moment as we move into the future?
Well, I think there are. And I think one of the first things to do is, you know, think about how gratitude tips the balance between being an optimist and a pessimist. I mean, there are useful things about being a pessimist, which I won't go into here right now. But one of the things that's important, the balance between an optimist and a pessimist, especially for situations right now, you know, that you can use your gratitude to hone in is, you know, think about negative events. If you're an optimist, you think about negative events as they happen to you as being, you know, temporary. They're specific things that are happening right now, and at some point they'll be over. And you think about it in terms of the locus of control you've got, your ability to control events. You know, an optimistic person thinks about the situation at the moment. You know, what can I reasonably do about something like coronavirus? It is outside of my control, other than is the advice, keep washing your hands regularly for at least 20 seconds and don't lick strangers. But I think what's really important is to catch yourself. Because the opposite is a pessimist. When it's weighing on you and you're the bottom part of that Kubler-Ross curve, it's very tempting to see the world and it's the problems that you're suffering as permanent, all pervasive. Everything's in chaos around you. Everything feels bad. And it's sometimes, as this world starts to implode on you in situations like this, it's very easy to think, you know, I could have done better. If I'd have thought about this earlier, I could have sorted it out. But you don't need to take that route. Spot the triggers when you start to do that and try and lift yourself into that more positive frame of mind where you know what is inside and outside your control. But you know events are specific. They will pass. They are temporary. The key to doing this is your gratitude. Think what you have got going for you. What you had going for you in the past, what you can have going for you in the future as that curve in the Kubler-Ross change starts to move forward and you can envision a new future that's taking place. So if you want to use gratitude as that trigger, you can do some of the simple things. Some of these things, you know, have passed into, you know, into common knowledge. But I think the really important thing is understanding now, as we've spoken about it, why they are so important. It could just be, you know, little things. You think how easy it is to give someone the best morning in the world by saying, looking them in the eye, which is a bit difficult at the moment, I grant you, but saying thank you properly. Really, thank you very much for doing that for me. When you meet someone, when you talk to someone, and that doesn't really matter whether it's on the internet or not, you say to them, that's really, in fact, it's probably even more real today to use the gratitude, isn't it? Really lovely to talk to you today. I've been stuck in a house on my own. It's really nice to speak to you. I hope you're having a great day too, or at least we can talk and share some real experiences. Really connect with people. You know, and that's fundamentally important. Be grateful for the connections that you've got. Say thank you. Let people feel your gratitude on a one-to-one basis. They're really simple things that we can all do all the time. And if you're a leader in this, there's quite a lot of research saying that most of the stress and unhappiness that people feel in jobs, and even the reason why people leave jobs, is for the lack of a thank you. So there are little things like that. Spotting the triggers to falling negatively, throw in some gratitude by speaking to other people, feeling positive about your communications, let other people feel your gratitude, and you feel the positive benefit from seeing someone else get what they needed, a real thank you, a real greeting. And then there's other things you can do around the house. It's also great to do with the kids. You know, collect positive experiences throughout the days. Bob them in a jar and keep a jar of positivity in your house. What am I grateful for? What have I really experienced today? Keep them in there. And when times get difficult, you can sit with the kids or with yourself if you're a single person, and just open them up and have a look through and remind yourself what you've got going for yourself. Keep a little notebook at the side of the bed. Write down what's happened to you. At the end of the day, think of three or four positive things that have happened to you that day that you can be truly grateful for. You know, if you want to take that a step further, create a positive diary, a diary that you can look at day by day and look at all of the things that you've got going for you, following them through a timeline, how you experience those days. I think some of the most important things, the way to really expand this feeling of gratefulness, is to look back and sit back in your chair, look at some of these positive experiences, these things in your life history that you were grateful for, and really try to bring them to mind. You may have heard ideas like savoring, basking, marveling. And I think if you sit in your chair and you think, you know, the last time I was sitting on a beach and the sun went down, and you can put into your mind the feeling of that slight breeze on your face, the warmth of the sun's rays, and how good that really made you feel. And keep it there and hold that idea inside you. Feel grateful for that moment. You can do that with the best bath you've had, with some bubble bath. You can do that with a walk through the forest. You can do that with the smile of a loved one and keep it there. Give yourself little keepsakes. You know, I got pictures of my children in my wallet. I wear necklaces. I carry things around with me. A little dinosaur that a loved one gave me. These types of things, keepsakes that you can touch. And when the going gets tough and you're feeling a little teary and it's underneath you, all weighing on top, touch the things in your pocket. Touch the memories that you've got. You keep them there. Those positive things, the things that you're grateful for. And it will lift you. It will lift you through a difficult presentation. It will lift you through the third week of isolation. Use these things in a positive way. Try to really bring these experiences and events to mind. Spend some time. It's a little bit like meditation. Spend some time over your gratitude notes, over your gratitude diary. Reaching back into the past or into the future and envisioning what these experiences were like or will be like that you can feel grateful for. Connecting you to all the things around you that are your resources, your relationships, your people, the things that matter to you, the things that inspire you to a positive worldview and a positive future that lift you in that change curve to what comes next.
Brilliant, Owen. Thanks for taking us all on a journey there, not just through the role that gratitude plays in being that connector to our interpretations of our past, but also the positive future that we want to create. We've also all just been relaxing there on the beach with you and deliberately remembering some of those positive anchor points to things that can help us navigate tough times. I think you've done a great job explaining there not just what gratitude is, but why it plays such an important role in helping us to be resilient to increase our ability to have more resilience, and some really practical hints and tips and techniques there. So thanks for taking the time to explore that together and share that with everybody that's listening. So as we draw this little podcast here to a close, where do we all go from here? Well, at Compass Partnership, we've created some accompanying exercises so that you can begin to practice regular gratitude. You know, we've already talked about a couple here, things like journaling, maybe even writing a gratitude letter or keeping a gratitude jar. You know, practical applications of the things that we've been discussing here. You know, if you'd like more thoughts or ideas, get in touch. We'd love to share them with you, and we'd love to hear back about how you've used some of these approaches and the benefits that you've experienced as a result. So, Owen, thanks so much for joining me here today, and to everybody listening in, thank you for listening. Hope you've not just enjoyed our conversation here, but you've also got something really practical and beneficial to take away with you as a result of doing so too. So keep in touch, stay safe, and we'll talk again soon. Bye-bye.